Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. When you first visit a bay system, remember you can't judge a book by its cover.
When people come down to my area here around the Matagorda Bay system, salt marshes are notorious mosquito breeding habitat. And they smell kind of funny because the vegetation that grows there is decaying, and sometimes the mud smells like sulfur, and there's mosquitoes and all kinds of biting little gnat-type bugs.
That may not sound like paradise, but Matagorda Bay ecosystem leader Bill Balboa says you have to look beyond the obvious to find the beauty and value of these waterlogged areas.
Philosophy in the past was these are giant smelly mud holes, we need to fill them in because they're worthless. After a few years and a little education, you look at them and it changes your whole perspective because you know exactly what their purpose is.
Think of a bay as your community. In that community, you have estuaries, which are the homes where the children grow and develop. The marshes and wetlands are like the grocery stores and playgrounds for everyone living in the bay system community.
I think if people came down here, like at this time of the year, and looked at all the little wading birds hatching on some of the islands, I know that they would change their perspective.
That's our show for today. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and works to increase fishing, hunting, shooting, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.